We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So their senior year, and how does that affect them when it comes to things like recruiting by colleges here? We are discussing a little bit about when we get the all clear, and we're going to get the all clear. It's going to happen. When we get the all clear, not only is it going to be great rejoicing, but what's the first thing you kind of want to do? Do you want to go on a cruise? Do you want to go to a movie? Do you want to go to a ball game? Do you want to go to a restaurant? What's kind of like the one thing that you can't wait to do, and say, okay, we're all clear? I'm not just talking about going to work. I'm talking about, what's the first thing that you want to go out to in a public setting, so to speak? And also doing just a little bit of a, check on you and a chance for us to catch up with all of you as well at 404-741-0929. Josh is jumping into the program. Hey, Josh.
Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got, Josh?
I want to spend time with my daughter. Like, she's 4 years old. She doesn't really understand what's going on. So just be able to take her and do anything she wants.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Just being able to get out the house and just move around like you want to. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and, getting the kids out of the house right now is, it's interesting because, for all the video games, and we talk about the whole generation of kids just growing up playing video games, right? I've seen more kids recently outside playing outside than I have in a long time. I mean, partly that they're at home and partly they just want to get out of the house, I think. Or maybe the parents just want to get them out of the house, maybe both.
Yeah, the kids are probably driving the parents crazy, John, and they're just telling them, get out. Just stay 6 feet away from me, everybody, but just get out the house. Get away from me. Yeah.
We are talking about what's the first thing you want to do, and we're talking about kind of large group stuff here. If you want to jump into, go to a ball game, or you have, and you may have reservations, but are you, do you want to get on a plane and fly and see somebody? P is joining us this morning. Hey, P. Hello, P.
Hello?
Hey, my bad. I was on mute. Sorry, guys.
No worries.
Hey, first thing I want to do when I come out of this bag is head straight to the Blue Flame. Hands down, man down, Blue Flame day shift, Kale's Kitchen. I'm going to get that steak with the grill shrimp for the 25, bounce right back to the bar, get the $3 to rock, double shot on the rock, and then have $50 for the DJ to play my favorite song as my return to the Blue Flame occurs. Appreciate
wait a minute, but the hold up the day shift though. You don't know what you're getting with the day shift because you never know.
I ain't use my real name because I'm trying to stay low key, but I definitely know what I'm getting on day shift.
Well, there you have it, dude.
Hey, be a dog. You need to listen to me. I'm trying to tell you, get there about 4 on a Friday. You can't beat it.
Okay, 4 o'clock on a Friday.
On the Friday.
Hey, when we get past this, you might see me there. just because I ain't been there in a while.
I actually hadn't considered this as part of the equation here, but it is Atlanta, and that would be normal for Atlanta.
You trying to go to Blue Flame too, John? You trying to go get that $5 steak and shrimp?
I don't know if I trust a $5 steak and shrimp.
Man, $25. My bag. I had it wrong. Okay. $25.
$5 steak and shrimp would make me wonder about, what are you getting here? 404-741-0929, what's the first thing you want to do? Hugh, you talked about just going to a ball game and hearing Sweet Caroline and eating hot dogs. And I think about going out to one of our favorite restaurants and getting, just sitting in the restaurant, being part of the ambiance of the restaurant and hearing all the people chatter. Rick is with us at 404-741-0929. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to tell y'all thank you for making my – morning trip, more fun in the mornings during all this stuff, even without sports. Hey, look, my daughter is expecting my first grandson Saturday, and she also has a 14-month-old granddaughter, and I haven't been able to see them in about 2.5 weeks. It breaks my heart. But anyway, and that's real life. And on a sports-related note, I always used the NBA, NHL, and baseball as a bridge sport to football. And, man, we got to stay safe. We got to get this thing right because, man, if we go without football, I think there's going to be a lot of crazy dudes out there. Hugh, I got a shout-out for you, man, for my wife. I was riding with her about 3 weeks ago, and y'all were talking about salaries and these exorbitant salaries that athletes make, and then you said something about, hey, teachers need to make more, if anybody. And my wife's a retired school teacher. Man, you got all kinds of kudos with that, bro. Man, no, keep it real. I love your show, man.
Thank you, Rick, and congratulations, Rick, on being a grandfather again.
Yeah, it's the truth, though, man. Teachers, because, listen, I was the guy that, I had to staff the class. I had to do the extra work and all the other stuff. And I appreciated the teachers that helped me out. And those are the ones, the unsung heroes, man. You hear about some of the stuff that they have to go through and what they're being paid. Yeah, they need to get paid. They need to fix that. They need to fix that, definitely.
And right now with virtual classrooms going on,
it's another challenge. They're probably working harder now than they ever did in their classroom.
I'm sure that is absolutely true.
Yeah, trying to keep everybody engaged and all that. So, yeah, I mean, that's not – I wasn't just saying that just to say it. I mean, I know that struggle. Yeah, definitely.
404-741-0929, just doing a little kind of wellness check and seeing how you guys and gals are doing and asking you what's the first thing you want to do when we get the all clear to be out there and be part of this. And – I thought about, going to play golf and stuff, but right now I think the golf courses, I think the golf courses here are still open.
I'm pretty sure they are. I mean, I know there's guys that have been golfing. I mean, listen, do what you feel is best for you. I mean, you could be safe and, do your thing, but at the same time, don't be scary. I guess that's the way I can say it. Be safe, but don't be scary. Even though I think I'm going to go to the grocery store today, I'm not afraid, but I'm aware, And I think that's just how you have to approach it. You have to approach it. Just be aware of your surroundings and be mindful of everybody else's space and you'll be fine. And plus on the golf course, John, if you're playing by yourself, what do you got to worry about?
Well, nothing if you're playing by yourself, but as crowded as they are, I doubt that's the case at the moment.
Well, if it's crowded, then guess what? You probably don't need to be golfing. If you feel that way about it, if it's that crowded, then I wouldn't go. I mean, hell, if it's crowded like that, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, no, I thought about going just to the range to hit some balls and kind of clean up my game a little bit, and I drove up there. It may have been Saturday, and I drove up to the – man, there was a line to get on the range. People were standing back behind the range waiting for people to get done at one of my local courses here.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go to that one. Probably wouldn't go to that one. But I'm pretty sure you could probably catch a golf course somewhere that is not – it's packed and probably is, open to the public, a public course maybe. I don't know. I'm not a golfer. But, if you want to go, I'm pretty sure that there's somebody, you can be accommodated. Just make sure you stay far away from somebody.
Let's go back to our callers here out there. Lonnie joins us on the program. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
What's going on, Lonnie?
Good, good, man. I have a 2-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old daughter and a beautiful wife, and I am going to take them to the park where that's closed and let them climb on everything possible.
Because now you gonna wipe those bars down and stuff before you let them climb,
time,
though?
Those bars ain't been touched in 3 weeks, man. It's all right. Get some dirt on you. I'm telling you. We've been in this house. They've been great, but I know they're bouncing off the walls. And I'm going to watch my daughters play outside without worrying about them. Watch them swing and fall off, get hurt, pick them up, go do it again. And that's when we're going to have some ice cream. I mean, some serious ice cream from outside of the park.
That's no hand sanitizer? Do. You ain't going to bring no hand sanitizer with you? You're just going to let them go?
My hand's already cracked, dried up, and peeling off from sanitizer. I mean, come on, man. We're getting there. We're doing what we're doing. We're staying away from people. But by this time, I'm going to let them go. Get out
just
there.
Just let them go.
Like everybody said, not worry.
I got you, man. It's the
yeah,
simple
I'm
things.
With you, Lonnie. I mean, it's the simple things that you miss. I mean, and of course, you know, we all miss sports, but it is those kind of simple things. If you're a parent, you know, and I think back to those days of being able to, you know, my daughter she had a case one time where she was laughed at by some of her school classmates because she couldn't do the monkey bars. Well, we spent a whole summer. By the time she got back, she was the monkey bar queen of that school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Calluses on her hands. She was gonna beat everybody. That's how she is. And by the time she had spent a summer just practicing the monkey bars, man, she could get through that monkey bars faster than anybody in that school. You know? So, yeah, those little things that you do miss, you know?
Definitely.
Some of the things that, going on an airplane for the first time, and I'm going to have to do that. As soon as we get the all clear, I can pretty much guarantee you, once we get the all clear, within a couple of weeks, unless we're in the throes of football season and we can't take some vacation, I'll be jumping on an airplane. I can guarantee you that because I got to go see my folks.
Yeah, I ain't jumping on an airplane no time soon. I mean, I just don't like to fly. I mean, I have flown before. I mean, you know, several times, I'm not jumping on an airplane. If I can help it. If I can help it, I'm not doing it. I'll drive somewhere. You know, but I'm not jumping on an airplane.
Yeah, it's that drive to Dallas is a little much for me sometimes.
Nice little drive, though. That's a nice little scenic drive. Just go down I-10. Just make sure you do the speed limit.
To make sure you do the speed limit.
Going through Mississippi, just make sure you do the speed limit. And when you hit Texas, just make sure you do the speed limit because, you know, it can get a little dicey. And just stop over. Like, I would make it, like, that would be a nice little road trip. Y'all could take the Winnebago.
Wait,
so you
want me to drop down I-20, go through Birmingham and that way? Because Dallas is on I-20.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you go that way. Okay, yeah, I'm thinking about Houston. When I was thinking about going, I'm thinking about Houston and then Dallas. So, yeah, if that's what do that then. Go through 20.
Well, since you've made that drive a lot of times, I've made it a couple of times, but not many. Do I have to worry most about Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, or Texas when it comes to
I would say, me personally, I was a little leery going through Mississippi. Like, Mississippi, I was like, yeah, Mississippi was a little dicey. But, yeah, I would definitely be like Mississippi. Watch out in the sip.
All right, I'll watch out in the sip.
Yeah, watch out in the sip.
Heading off points east. I got you. The all clear, and that is, of course, and look, we all understand, right? I mean, we can't wait for that day and it will come, that we get the all clear and the signal and is out and loud that America is back at work. We don't know when that day is going to be, but when it is, I don't think we'll take work or anything else for granted ever again, because none of us, nobody expected to ever see this in their life, ever.
The Chinese are ahead of us on this, and their basketball league is comparable to the NBA. And that, I mean, they've got 20 different teams spread all through the country, and they've got an issue of keeping their players healthy. And what they are trying to do is what I think the NBA is going to have to do, which is to cluster their teams into two different cities and essentially build a bubble and put their teams in that bubble and have them live, eat, breathe, train everything basketball in that bubble. And it's a problem to sell this to the players. The difference between the NBA and the Chinese Basketball Association is there's no players association. They can just dictate it to the Chinese players. There's a bunch of hurdles here, but I think this is the reality the NBA is going to have to face. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe in June or July, but I think the NBA is going to have to build itself a bubble like the Chinese are attempting to do right now.
Brian Windhorst, who covers the NBA for ESPN, predicting this NBA bubble kind of getting back to games here. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 99.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios all over Metro Atlanta, streaming at radio.com. We welcome into the program old friend Travis Schlenk joining us this morning on the WaveFord.com hotline. Talk a little bit of NBA basketball and a little bit of hoops. Catch up with Travis. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Trav, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, we're brushing up on my fourth grade teaching skills.
Oh, so you've been teaching class. So have your kids been getting unruly in class, or have they been pretty well behaved?
I've got the yardstick, man. I'm not afraid to use it.
What is math at the fourth grade level?
A lot of mixed fractions right now. Got to get the common number on the bottom there and then work out the problem. So
well, the numerator and the denominator and all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know all that, but I know how to do it.
Driver's Lake joining us here. Hey, Travis, can you react a little bit to the news, to what Brian Windhorst just was talking about? Are you hearing this? Is what he's talking about just his sources, or is the NBA talking about having some kind of, a training camp for teams located in one or two towns where you're all going to get together, congregate, and kind of get back to it?
The only place I've heard that is from Brian himself. Not to say that the league, I think, is looking at – certainly the league's desire is to finish out the season and have a playoff. I think they're open to exploring all ideas, but the only place that I've heard that was from Brian himself. Again, I'm not saying that something like that wouldn't happen, but I don't think that that's, you know, certainly something that's going to happen anytime soon.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Travis Slink, Atlanta Hawks GM, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So as far as the draft is concerned, have you heard anything about the possibility of them pushing the draft back?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, again, something we just don't have the answer to right now. I've spent a lot of time, you know, the last few days on phone with different agents, and, you know, agents are trying to figure it out too. You know, obviously this is a big time of year for their side of the business as well. It's going out and recruiting all these guys, and, you know, that's dead. And some agents are worried about signing guys because, you know, you sign a guy and you just don't have any idea how the process is going to take place. So, no, I have not heard, to answer your question. Obviously, they could hold the draft while the regular season or playoffs was going on. But, you know, the whole draft process is up in the air.
Travis Slink joining us, talking a little basketball, talking a little life with the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. So the NCAA comes out and says, Travis, that, you know, it's going to extend for the spring sports, baseball, softball, track and field and whatnot, another year of eligibility for seniors. It won't count against against your scholarship limits. In some schools, it may be a salary cap. against your scholarship limits. But they had debated whether or not to extend that to basketball because the tournaments didn't get played. But they have come out and said, no, basketball, if you're a senior, you're done, unless, of course, you're a grad transfer. You're done. And so these seniors will not be allowed another year of eligibility for college athletics. How does that affect you as somebody evaluating the talent coming out for the draft?
Well, I think it makes sense, right? The regular seasons were all done. You know, some of these teams don't make the NCAA tournament, or they lose, you know, obviously half of them lose in the first game, and then, you know, another half of them lose in the second round. So it doesn't affect our pre-draft process. By the time a player gets, you know, to his fourth years of college eligibility, you know, we've seen him multiple times. So it's not going to impact us. You know, you feel sorry for the kids, obviously, who didn't get to compete in their conference tournaments or maybe didn't have the opportunity to play in their one shot at an NCAA tournament. But I think it makes sense for the NCAA to take that stance with the regular seasons being finished.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the GM of the Atlanta Hawks, GM Travis Slink, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Trav, you had a little bit of downtime. I heard you've been doing math and everything. So, if you've been watching movies, what have you been watching lately?
You know what? I haven't been watching movies. To be honest with you, we have a bunch of shows on the DVR that my wife records throughout the year. And then we've been just catching up, trying to clean up the DVR, but we haven't really watched any movies, to be honest with you.
So it's more been like TV shows or whatever, like series or something like that?
Yeah, TV shows, catching up. So last night we finally got to the season finale of Modern Family. So I'm all cut up on Modern Family.
Okay.
A driver's license.
You don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't. You know what, Trav? I was like, wait a minute. I was thinking, was that a couple years ago that they went off there? But obviously not, if they just had the season finale last night.
It could have been. I'm just getting to the end of it. I don't understand when it
is. Yeah, I think he's a little behind the curve here.
No, I was wondering. I didn't want to say anything because I'm like, wait a minute. Wasn't that a couple years ago? But I don't know. I don't watch it.
Travis Lake joining us. Hey, Travis, so late last night, there's an announcement that drops on Yahoo Sports that coming on Friday, and we've been talking about, actually, interestingly enough, video games today. Coming Friday, there's going to be a 16-player NBA 2K tournament, players only from the NBA. It didn't name the 16 players who are going to take part in this that they're going to show live, and they're going to play NBA 2K against each other in some kind of a bracket or something. And it got me to thinking, first off, you know, I don't know how many Hawks fans know that you have a full-time esports team, the Talons. And secondly, do you have any idea who the best NBA 2K player is on the team? Do they talk about that?
No, honestly, I don't think our guys play 2K as much as they do some of the other games that are out there. We certainly have a lot of gamers, guys that do play video games. But I know Cam went to the All-Star Game in Chicago this year and competed in a 2K event there. So I'll say him, but I obviously have no idea if he is or isn't. And yeah, our last year was the first season of our esports team, the Talons. You know, I think there's like 20 of them now in the NBA where they have their own 2K league where teams get together once a week and they play each other.
And these are, yeah, what fans don't know, and Hugh and I had the guy who was drafted and signed by the Talons. I mean, these aren't just, you know, kids who are, you know, hey, I'll play on your team. They're actually employees.
Yeah, no, they live here in Atlanta during the season. They live in Atlantic Station. We put them up in apartments. You know, they practice all week long, and then it's competitive. I don't know if you remember last year, it was a clip of the little, you know, things got heated in one of the matches. So it's a serious thing. You know, I personally don't play video games, so I don't know that much about it. But I do know that these guys are good players, and it's something they take seriously for sure.
All I know is, Trav, that you're missing out since you don't play video games. It's a great pastime.
I live in a bubble, man. I don't watch movies. I don't play video games.
No, you're a busy man. You're trying to put together. You're trying to put together a championship team, though. Speaking of championship team, how important is it to crown a champion this year in the NBA?
Well, listen, in the big picture, it's probably not that important, right? You come down to public safety and people's lives at stake. But going all the way back probably to, we've ever not had a champion in the NBA. I was going to say if we go all the way back to, you know, World War II or something like that, but the league didn't start till the 50s. So I would guess that, you know, it's something that's never happened. I do know it's something that the league and certainly we hope here in Atlanta that we are able to complete the season and have a playoffs. But I think in the big picture, if we're talking about, you know, keeping people safe, it's really not that important.
No, it's not that important. Yet at the same time, isn't it interesting, Travis, because you and I have been talking about it. It is kind of important in the sense that, you know, what if we didn't know how important sports were to our society, boy, we sure do now.
Yeah, no, listen, I think what makes sports great is just how it brings communities together. You know, it can bring people together from different walks of life, different backgrounds, and gives you all a common thread. And, you know, that's what, in my mind, gives me a lot of pleasure. You know, when I drive down the street here in Atlanta, or I walk down the sidewalk and I see somebody wearing a Hawks shirt, or, you know, if I'm traveling through an airport in some city and I see somebody wearing a Hawks shirt, you know, that's why we're doing this, is because there are people who are passionate about it and, you know, that they follow it so closely and they're into it. And, you know, it just can unite the community.
Travis, always great to catch up with you. Teaching duties beckon here. When is
I'm going to watch a good movie for you. I'll bring you back kind of a book report on a movie I'll watch. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'm going to get one.
I got one for you. It's not a movie, Trav. It's kind of like a docuseries. It's called Tiger King. Watch that.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard it. Is that good?
Listen, don't take yourself too serious when you watch it, because you're gonna look at it and you're not gonna believe that people actually, like, you're not gonna believe it's real, but it's a true story. Just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind.
I travel around. I see all kinds of people, man. So I would believe it. There is, it takes all kinds to make this world go around.
Yeah, this is true. So just keep that in mind. And if you keep that in mind, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
All right, I'll check it out and let you know what I think next week.
Definitely. Have a good one.
All right. See you guys. Stay safe. Right.
See you later.
Yeah, you too, Travis. Travis Lang, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That Tiger King, if you're a fan of the show, maybe we should update that again, because there are a couple of updates. Oh, the show ended, but the Tiger King story has not. There's new developments, big ones. It's a show that keeps on making news. And more as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. We stream 24/7. Of course, you can get the app free for radio.com. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios all across Metro Atlanta. Our thanks again to our old buddy Travis Schlenk for jumping into the program. I went about 40 minutes. Sam Crenshaw is going to be with us. Hugh, talk about high school athletes and you know, we talk a lot about how the NCAA extended the senior year for college athletes, and that's a big story that's out there for the spring sports, baseball and softball and track and field, but that is not going to be the case, obviously, in high school. You can't give another year of eligibility to a senior in high school. That can't happen.
Yeah, that's a wrap. I mean, once those guys are done, they're done.
And we're going to talk to him a little bit about how it impacts those, you know, the baseball players, the softball players, the track and field players, in terms of their being able to be recruited by colleges to come in, because they're not going to have their senior season to kind of you know, show off their stuff, because a lot of these young athletes obviously will, you know, it's their senior season that sells them on getting a scholarship or improving their scholarship status from a lower level to a bigger school or whatnot. So we'll talk with Sam about that in about 40 minutes or so. We mentioned in this thing here about the NBA 2K with this 16-player tournament that Yahoo was talking about last night that's going to happen on Friday. You know, I can't imagine. Did you when you play Madden? Did you ever play in any video game? Did you ever play yourself?
No. I mean, it just seems kind of weird. But no, I didn't play Madden, so that was never an issue that I had.
Yeah, because I was just kind of wondering, you know, it does seem kind of weird. I mean, if you're a player, would you want to play yourself in a video game?
I mean, if you have the skill stats, yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoot, yeah, if you're playing to win, yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know, and then of course you run the other part of that is you get mad about the fact that, you know, I'm only this good, I'm better than this. They don't, because players will get mad at their rating, right?
Yeah, there's that. But you know, some guys, they have you know, if you got great stats, you play with your stats. And some guys might even play with somebody else. You know, they might play with a better player. It all depends on their team. You know, some guys have a team that your favorite team they had when they were growing up. So that might be the case. You just never know.
We are just updating you on a few of the interesting kind of catch-up stories from the quarantine here. One of the big things of the quarantine has been this Tiger King, and the reason it's such an interesting story is not only is it a train wreck of a story to begin with, but there is more. Once it aired, it started generating more and more stories, and we're finding out more about the three principals involved in the story. If you haven't seen Tiger King, it's about three particular people. A guy who goes by the name of Joe Exotic in Oklahoma, another guy who goes by the name of Doc Antle in South Carolina, and a lady named Carol Baskin in Florida. So Joe Exotic and Doc Antle, the Oklahoma and South Carolina guys, run these tiger farms. Basically, they're independent zoos where they're both kind of – they're both polygamists who run this these tiger farms that people come in and you know, walk through the zoo and take part of it. And Carol Baskin runs a big cat rescue, which is also sort of a tiger farm down in Florida, that is opposed to these places owning big cats, though she owns big cats and displays them. There was a question as to whether or not Carol Baskin in the show had potentially committed a murder of her first husband. And boy, the producers of the show sure made it look like it. And now, Hugh, we learn that they made such a good case of the fact that she might have done it that the police are suddenly interested.
Yeah, this is the thing that I don't understand about that. Like, whomever did the investigation, I don't know. I don't claim to know. But for all the evidence that we saw in the show, and for them to see the same evidence and don't think that she's a suspect, that to me is kind of telling. I mean, because the way that when her husband came up missing, how she just, like, all the names on all the wheels and everything had just changed to her, and nobody noticed that, that was kind of strange to me. All of that was kind of strange.
Yeah, because the husband's ex-wife and daughters made a really compelling argument on camera as to the fact that, you know, because nobody ever saw him again. He just sort of disappeared off the face of the earth.
He just left.
Yeah, and that wasn't like him at all. And all of a sudden, he just not, and nobody's ever heard from him or seen him or nothing. I mean, gone. And so they're going to reinvestigate her. And now we're finding more and more ties, because yesterday came out on social media that Doc Annell, the polygamist in South Carolina, who owns a tiger mill and a tiger farm, there are pictures of him with, and matter of fact, with that Carole Baskin as well, with Britney Spears at the Video Music Awards. And Doc Annell was supplying tigers to Britney Spears for her appearance on the VMA, and I'm sure in a lot of other cases, because I know that both Joe Exotic in Oklahoma and Doc Annell in South Carolina, Hugh, were giving tigers to lots of television and movie productions.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people like those tigers, man, and a lot of people like to be in pictures with those tigers. They were saying one where I forgot which group of individuals it was, but they were taking tigers to Vegas and they were partying with them. And they were hanging out in the hotel room with tigers, and people were coming up, hanging out with the tigers. It's a real special kind of show when you look at what they had going on Tiger King.
And then one of the other parts of the show was that there was an extremely suspicious fire at Joe Exotic's place in Oklahoma that killed a bunch of alligators in an enclosure. And David Spade, the comedian, was told by Joe Exotic's ex-husband that the alligators belonged to Michael Jackson. And so now you've got Shaquille O'Neal, who Hugh is actually in the show briefly, backing off today, you know, saying that, you know, he didn't know anything about what this guy was all about. He just liked tigers and he showed up, which, by the way, is entirely – listen to Shaq, entirely plausible, Hugh. Entirely.
And that's not incriminating. I mean, you know, it's just that right now, you're guilty by association when you're talking about Joe Exotic and dealing with them. So, yeah, you want to try to distance yourself as much as you possibly can from that. And that's why he had to come out and say what he said. Because everybody saw it this weekend. Everybody saw the show, you know, since we've been on this lockdown. And you know, I'm pretty sure that he had some questions that he had to answer. And you know, Shaq's a great pitch man. Shaq's a guy that, you know, he's protecting his brand. So he had to come out, he had to say something to protect his brand.
No, absolutely true. And he is a great pitch man. You're right about that. I mean, whether he's doing the General or whatever commercials he's doing, he is a tremendous pitch man. But again, I find what Shaq says to be very plausible, that, you know, you saw this thing about tigers and wanted to check them. I don't blame him. Frankly, Hugh, if I had been, you know, in the area of Myrtle Beach where Doc Annell's place is, or whatever that town is in Oklahoma,
I want to see the tigers too.
I'd go see them. Yeah, I'd go see the tigers.
Definitely go see the tigers.
You know, why not? Right, exactly. But it's going to be interesting now that, you know, Britney Spears and the photos are out of her at the VMA with Doc Annell and the tiger, and now you have this accusation, well, not accusation, but this tie between Michael Jackson and the alligators that were killed, that as many productions, as many movies, because the movie companies, look, it's illegal to own big cats independently, and these two guys are the two biggest big cat owners in the country. But and you can't, you know, breed them and sell them, but they were doing that, and they were also, the movies needed to go somewhere to get tigers, and so they would go to these two guys. So I'm guessing that there are going to be more and more and more pictures and ties come out about just how, you know, what you thought were just, you know, two guys sitting in, you know, two small roadside zoos, that these guys are actually tied to lots of big names, Hugh.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I kind of got from it, and with some of the stuff that they were talking about that was on the cutting edge floor, as far as the movie's concerned, the documentary, whatever you want to call it, I can't wait to see what they do with the rest of it, because they had actors in Hollywood and actresses, like, really, you know, getting into it over this role and who they wanted to play in this movie that potentially is going to come out.
Right. You have Dax Shepard and Ed Norton fighting, you know, publicly about wanting to play the role of Joe Exotic. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting story to follow. It's I never really, when it first popped up, I never assumed it would take on this kind of a life. But it's taking a life on a life view that after the show that may be more bizarre than they may actually have to do another series picking up from where they left off.
I don't think anybody did, man. You know, you got Cardi B coming out saying that she's going to start a GoFundMe page to try to get Joe Exotic out. Yeah, it's kind of crazy right now. Real crazy.
Big headlines of the day ahead. NFL has made a couple of pronouncements about the draft and about the season. And Sam Crenshaw going to be part of the program. And we'll talk to him about high schools and more. We'll check in with Sam all ahead in the 9 o'clock hour. If you missed anything, like Travis Schlenk at 8:20 this morning, want to go back and listen to what the general manager of the Hawks had to say about the NBA season, you could do so. If you have the Radio.com app, you simply rewind it to 8:20 and you can listen to Travis Schlenk, one of the cool features of Radio.com, which is free in the App Store. Sam Crenshaw and more ahead with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game and 92 on thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.